move toward Gaza, and huge numbers of Palestinians living inside the territory controlled by Hamas have also been on the move, heading south, following warnings from Israel to get away as Israel prepares a major military move following last weekend's Hamas terrorist attack that Israel says has taken more than 1,300 lives. Israeli airstrikes in Gaza are blamed by authorities there for 1,900 deaths still.
Even under relentless Israeli attack, Hamas unleashed its own retaliation, firing more than 150 rockets toward the southern city of Ashkelon. It comes as Israeli defense officials said ground forces had launched raids into Gaza for the first time, hunting for militants and more than 100 hostages they're holding.
Correspondent Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv. The Israeli military just now reports killing a senior Hamas official it says was involved in planning last weekend's terrorist attack. As for the efforts to rescue the hostages taken last week by Hamas, correspondent Holly Williams has been speaking to experts.
Gershon Baskin is an Israeli hostage negotiator who dealt with Hamas directly to help secure the release of a captured Israeli soldier, Gilad Shalit, in 2011. Now, he says, Hamas will not negotiate. Only Israel's military can free the hostages.
They're going to go in a military ground operation to find and rescue the hostages as much as possible. No doubt many hostages will be killed, but all their captors will be killed, from the top of the leadership to the accountant of Hamas.
In France, President Emmanuel Macron calls the stabbing of a teacher there an act of Islamist terror, plans to deploy 7,000 soldiers to the area of the killing. In Washington, advice for gridlocked House Republicans still stuck without a speaker from the leader of the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries.
Break away from the extremism. Partner with Democrats on an enlightened bipartisan path forward.
The latest now on the month-old strike by the United Auto Workers.
Workers walked off the job at a huge Ford plant in Kentucky after talks with the company broke down. Ford leaders have offered a 23% pay raise and say they can't go higher. Negotiations continue with General Motors and Stellantis, the maker of Dodge and Chrysler.
We deserve every dime that we've earned, you know, that we work for.
But right now, there is no indication a deal is in the works.
Correspondent Bradley Blackburn speaking of cars, gasoline, $3.63 a gallon on average. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed.
This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 46. Northeasterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 53. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows around 41. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin on this blustery, rainy, kind of icky Friday the 13th. Calvin is on the board. My friend Carol Kane across from me here in the studio, live from downtown Waukesha at our studio, WAUK. It is Friday the 13th.
It is Friday the 13th.
And you found a great article that we're going to talk about in the next half hour.
About why we're afraid of Friday the 13th?
Where did this all start? Because I am not personally superstitious.
No, I'm not either.
But I know there are people who certainly are. And take stuff like that very seriously.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, it you know, triskaidekaphobia.
Well done.
stand back. I'm a professional. I'm not at all superstitious either. I had two black cats. It's whatever.
It's fine. Yeah.
The only thing, and we can get to it once we get to this thing. The only thing that I do. Is if I spill salt, I throw it over my shoulder.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did your mom teach you that?
No. I think Lou did.
Interesting.
I don't know why. It's supposed to be like warding off something. You know, I just throw a little bit over my shoulder. You know, and I come to rue it because I'm the one that has to pick it up.
Now I have to go sweep up the salt.
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we'll start kicking that around. Coming up at 10:33, busy hour next hour with lots and lots of guests.
Yeah.
Dr. Michael McCutcheon will be here to fix your life. So if you have relationship questions or career questions or life coachy kind of questions, Dr. Mike is the guy that you want to talk to. And then Tim McCormick. I'm sure you've talked to Tim over the years.
I'm sure.
From the Harley-Davidson Museum. We're going to talk to Tim in the second hour about some of the, they have some really fun stuff coming up at the Harley Museum for Halloween. And other events.
Just overall, it's one of the premier destinations, really. If you haven't seen the Harley Museum,
it's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is.
And motor is delicious.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Tim Nicosia, who is with the Friends of Prairie Cemetery, they have an unveiling of a canine officer monument that's going to happen tomorrow. Unfortunately, the weather's not going to be great.
No, it's
but they're having
be.
A pet walk. And there's going to be the unveiling of this monument. So Tim's going to join us.
Oh, good.
In the very last segment.
Yeah.
That's something that's happening tomorrow here in Waukesha. But to start things off this hour, I wanted to talk about Republicans in disarray.
Well, they've been a mess for a while. They can't seem to figure it out. And, you know, I don't know why it gets to this cluster, if you will. They just can't seem to agree on anything.
That's within their own caucus.
Right. I mean, the problem is that how do you expect to get anything done when even in your own party, you can't figure it out? I don't know. How do you expect to work with the Democrats if even in your own party you can't figure it out? And listen, I was raised in a very conservative family. So, I mean, my when my mom died, I found her Nixon button.
That she obviously kept proudly.
Right. Well, but I mean, I can see both sides here. But I just don't know why you don't see how completely unfortunate you are.
Well, and how bad it looks. Not right. just to the rest of the country, but to
the rest of the world.
Especially with everything going on right now in Israel and Ukraine and all of that. So just to recap a little bit. So House Republicans blew out Speaker McCarthy after 18 whole months, or was it even 18 months?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. So, yeah, they blew out Kevin McCarthy without any obvious replacement that everyone could agree on. Steve Scalise, who was supposed to be the front runner, did not get enough votes last night, so he stepped out of the race. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, among several other Republicans, checking in and saying she can't vote for Steve Scalise because he has a form of blood cancer that he's fighting. And so he needs to back out of the race and take care of himself.
Well, I'm not going to act. I'm actually not going to vote again.
But if he feels he is up to it.
I understand that if he personally thinks that he's up to it, I guess, but that worm can turn really quickly.
Granted.
Then what do we do?
Right. Well, there is an article in Politico today talking about what kinds of options there are as this mess continues in the Republican House. So here are a couple different things.
Okay.
One thing is to former President Trump. They could just install former President Trump because you do not have to be a speaker. You don't have to be a member of the House in order to be speaker. However, House rules do prohibit someone with major criminal indictments from holding a House leadership role. So he's only facing 91 indictments. I don't know. Maybe that comes in under the wire.
I don't want him there anyhow.
The second idea is for Kevin McCarthy to be reinstated, which he just got booted last week. I can't imagine that Matt Gaetz.
Yeah,
and these others who were behind his ouster are going to say, yeah, let's bring him back because we look bad and we look like we don't know what we're doing. No, that's not going to happen.
No, that's dumb.
That's not going to happen.
No, that's
the third
dumb.
Idea, and this is what really jumped out at me, a small handful of more vulnerable House Republicans could cut a deal with Democrats to nominate a consensus speaker in return for a bipartisan governing arrangement. And I saw this pop up on Twitter yesterday from several Republican lawmakers. We need House Democrats to come across the aisle and help us. Should they? That's my question. Should Democrats help the Republicans straighten out this mess?
Okay, well, I'm just going to take it down to a baseline and just say I wouldn't be sad if they helped out. Because at least it's in the spirit of cooperation and maybe it's a step in the right direction so we can get some kind of like working agreement between the two sides instead of each one always, this is what I want, this is what I want, this is what I want. You know, at some point in time, some concession is going to have to, it's like bickering children. When I was a mom, or I still am a mom, what am I saying? But like if my kids were fighting, it's like, okay, you go off into that corner, you go off into that corner, and then in about a half an hour, you're going to kiss and make up and we're going to be a nice little family again. So sometimes I think little steps like this might put us in the right direction. I know you disagree with me on that.
Well, no, I think compromise is really critical. But I also feel that the Clown Car Caucus is the one that got themselves into this mess. They have not necessarily always negotiated with Democrats in good faith.
No, I'm not. And I agree with you.
And have made deals and then reneged on these deals.
And so I
just think there would be a lot of hesitation. Why would we do this for you? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Should Democrats help House Republicans get a speaker elected? And if so, who should that be? Because I've also seen it suggested that Hakeem Jeffries, who is a Democrat, they'd probably go along with that. Sure. If the House Republicans want to go along with House Democrats and put Hakeem Jeffries in there, I think Democrats would do that, but no Republican's going to do that.
Well, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Because if they're asking for help, you have to accept the help and work with them and figure out if this is the guy, if this is the guy they want, then you got to figure it out. I don't know. I this is something that, you know, this is why I'm not on Capitol Hill. Because at some point in time, I think they do need a mom. They need a mom figure. That God knows with the debates, we needed a mom to get on the stage and go, shut up.
Absolutely. And get some duct tape and wash their mouths out with
right.
soap.
So I just sometimes think you need that mom figure to come in and go, all right.
Enough.
I've had enough.
Enough.
This is ridiculous. So in that regard, I kind of hope they do. Because it might be a step in the right direction. I know I sound like a broken record, but I'm so anxious to find some cooperation anywhere.
Yeah, so we can get something done.
Get something done.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We have Brian from Iguanago is on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
What do you think about Democrats stepping across the aisle to help out the Republicans in the House?
Good morning. Yes, I believe it's the morning. I have an easy solution for them. Since there's no speaker, they can't enact any legislation. And even when they had a speaker, they couldn't enact any legislation anyway. So no Democrats should not step across the aisle to help them out of their own mess. But the easy solution is all the Republicans should just resign. Since they're not passing any legislation anyway, they're not doing their job. Or, you know, if possible, we could just fire them and then just get some new blood in there. And hopefully that'll, you know, some younger generation members in there, and that might help the process.
All right.
At least, you know, that's my idea.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. You can call. You can text if you are watching the live stream. You can also leave a comment there. Texter from the 541, who can the House Democrats trust in the Republican Party? And unfortunately, I think that's a big issue. Again, why,
that's a big issue.
Why would I trust you?
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, that's something that I understand the opinion, but once again, somebody's got to start trusting somebody
and be the grown-ups.
Yes. Yes. So I know it's a very difficult issue and it's very polarizing and a lot of people disagree with me and that's fine. But I just think somewhere along the line, we have to have the spirit of cooperation somewhere. It's got to start somewhere.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We will take your calls. We will take your texts on the other side of the break. Don't go away. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matt there in for Kristen Bry. Calvin, we're glad your young is here on the board. And Carol Kane, my friend and colleague sitting across from me.
Yep.
Live in the studio at WAUK in downtown Waukesha. We're talking about the continued Republican disarray in the House. They can't elect a speaker. It just doesn't seem like it's, you know, it's the whoop whoop boing caucus. They're the three stooges of politicians.
They just can't. I don't know why they can't collect themselves together. It doesn't make any sense to me. And it's been this way for a while.
Yes, it has been this way for a while.
Once again, I agree with you. It is like a clown car. It's just like, come on, people. We elected you for a reason.
To get something done.
Yes.
To get something done on behalf of, I don't know, your constituents. Crazy thought.
Yeah.
Crazy thoughts. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Some Republicans yesterday suggesting that Democrats should be the ones to cross the aisle and help Republicans get a speaker elected. And we're just curious, should we make that deal? Is that a good deal? Do we want to do that deal? Texter from the 630, Andrew from Verona says, the Democrats better ask for a very sweet deal if we are going to help them out. And again, if the Democrats come in with a whole bunch of demands, I can't imagine that the Republicans are going to say, you're right, here, take this.
Well, it would be whatever the demands are. And I think that probably will be what would happen if they decide to cross over and help. They will ask for the world and they'll get it. They'll probably get it.
You think so? I don't know.
If they're that desperate for help, it just might, you never know.
But I think
you're a drowning person and they're throwing you a life raft. Maybe you better grab it.
But I think some of them embrace the chaos. And that's why Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and even Jim Jordan are there. Jim Jordan has been in office for I can't remember how long. I don't think he's ever passed or had a co-sponsored bill pass ever. He's never gotten anything done.
Okay.
Texter 541, the fact that the majority of House GOP voted for Scalise over Jordan, and yet members of the party would not stand behind the majority vote, shows how entitled some members feel, and they are in the wrong job. And with 216 votes cast, it's really tough to claim the vote was rigged by your own party.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's not wrong.
No, it's not wrong. It will be interesting to see what happens today over the course of the day. I think they might have already adjourned. They're in closed door sessions,
right?
As they try and hash this out,
right?
But I'm always curious to see how quickly they will adjourn so they can start their weekends.
Oh well,
they got second homes to go to, Carol. they're busy people. They have a beach property that needs tending because the lawn hasn't been mowed, and they need to make sure the help is mowing the lawn.
Okay.
And before we're going to wrap up this segment, and I just want to reference something that we did yesterday. We started off yesterday talking about Bad Boys.
Yes.
And we were talking specifically about Wisconsin's third congressional district Republican Derek Van Orden.
Right, who went off.
And his bad behavior yet again. And George Santos as well, the Republican from New York, who has basically lied about everything and was just indicted for basically stealing from his donors and stealing their credit card information, and yet no calls from anyone on the Republican side that maybe you should consider resigning or stepping down. On the flip side, we have Bob Menendez, who's a Democrat from New York.
Yeah.
Yikes. He was already indicted at the end of September. He and his wife basically accused of working on behalf of the Egyptian government.
Right.
In exchange for, I don't know, gold bars and $450,000 in cash just lying around the house. Well, another superseding indictment came down on Menendez yesterday.
When he's denying any wrongdoing.
Oh, yeah. He says, I'm not going anywhere. I didn't do anything. But on the flip side, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, many of Menendez's Democratic colleagues in the Senate are calling for him to resign, including New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, Senator John